So in the logopraxis process, we can see the illustration in our life about what's being described in the text here. It's also well beyond that, I mean, obviously. But the thing is, we get little insights into how the process actually works. So the revealing of Joseph, it cannot happen until we give up our life, our sense of believing in ourself. Because when we believe in ourself as something real and substantial, and I think for most of us, that's probably most of the time, we cannot see that the Lord is the only life. You can see, like, those two things are in total contradiction. So when we're in our sense of life as our own and believe that it is ours, we are not in the other, which is that the Lord is the only life. And this is why there's turmoil involved, right? Because it's this shifting and changing. You know, sometimes we get the insight and it seems so real, and then, you know, we step out the door and, you know, I don't know, the garage door won't open or something, and then we're just in a whole different world at that moment. The only way reciprocation can be established is through rationality and freedom. And so the whole principle is that we have to move from believing we have life in ourselves to acknowledging that the Lord alone has life in himself. And then as that becomes the established mode of thought, the affections change and we're not so attached to having to have life in ourselves. So it is a crisis in identity. That's well described in the Awakening series in Heaven and Hell in the late 400s, early 500s. It's identity crisis. It's going on all the time because our attachment to the belief that we have life in ourselves is hell, because it's just totally false. It's just not true. That's the point. But when we're confronted with that, it creates anxiety. And that anxiety actually is an indicator that we are claiming life as our own. And that's what the interchapter material was doing, talking about influx and that we don't think or will anything from ourselves. You know, and across the board, people were anxious. Their experience was one of anxiety, reading about that, the implications of it. And all that anxiety does is shows us that we are in a state of theft that was being spoken about in the previous reading. So it's shown not to condemn us. It's shown to free us. That's the purpose. Without a proprial sense, there's nothing to give up. So freedom and rationality aren't able to operate. So we need that opposite in order to have something to lose. And to lose of our own free will, if you like, to give it up in response to what the word says is true as opposed to what appearances would suggest is true. So this is a powerful illustration of the text's ability to give us the direct experience of what we're reading about.